Hold on, I gotta make a place.
Log Talk Radio.
The hood dreams big enough to say one day we're gonna live it up. Yeah, nothing but hand-me-downs in my closet, but you couldn't tell me I wasn't dapper then. Serious with the bars as a young boy, couldn't catch me without the rap book in hand. All heads dropping jewels on me, high key. B did it, then you won't accept like me. Don't let a heart not life, live your life, G. Don't let a cold world kill who you might be. You got a whole life ahead of you. Let the streets take me down instead of you. Don't stoop to the bar, you can set a new. Don't walk in my shoes, you could be a better you. Wise words to a young man growing, struggle shaping my views, but didn't know it. At the time, cause half the time I was in the streets, but you're asinine. But he saved me, gave me purpose in my breathing. So I reflect on the journey while navigating the seasons.
My spirit high, and I'm feeling good. I'm just living life like a brother should. I'm so high. An airplane, coast to coast in my new days. Take me back to them good old days when life was good. No blood pressure, no hate around me, it's all good. From kickback to my hood, to playing space in my backyard. No stress around me, I'm feeling good. Blessed as ever, now or never. Lord, take me higher. No more wasting time on foolish talk. I've been down, Georgia Brown. Oh my God, I feel it now. No more stress and only blessings. Take me higher, elevation. Take me to my destination. Keep on pressing, elevation. I'm feeling high, and I'm feeling good. I'm just living life like a brother should. I'm so high, I'm so high.
To the plug, this is the plug, old school radio show with yours truly, the Invincible DJ Sean. And I got on right now, she's the queen of poetry, poetry by Shay Flowetry. Al, we're here on the plug. What's up, baby girl? How you feeling?
I am feeling amazing,
huh? All right, welcome to the show.
So what's up?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What do you have for us tonight there, sweetheart?
Okay, so there's five poems. Each one is about rejection. No really, that's a lot of things we're talking about tonight. I didn't realize it was just a topic I hadn't really it's five poems. It's three from a female perspective and two from a male. I'm going to be kind of going back and forth between them. There's one about a single parent, two about love, one kind of just about today's society, and then the other one is about, I guess you could say regret or something like that. As I read it, but I'm going to start the first one. It's called Rejected Proposal, and I will be reading it from my laptop. So if it looks, for those who are tuning in on Facebook, if it looks like I'm just staring off to the side or anything, I'm reading it from the poem.
Okay.
Okay, so Rejected Proposal. Now, this one is written from a female. When he asked for her hand in marriage, she felt as if she had been blindsided. Serious? Is he just trying to test her love? Is it a joke? Their relationship wasn't bad, but it wasn't healthy either. Were they ready to take this next step? he's speechless and doesn't know how to say exactly what's on his mind. He doesn't know, he didn't know that the love he had for her was this strong. He's getting nervous as he waits for her answer. How does she answer him without hurting him or making him feel like a fool? Her eyes begin to water. She's confused on what to do. Deep in her heart, she knows that this is the man that she loves. But as she listens to her mind on this one, she just knows this isn't the right move to make. There are things they still need to work on before they take this relationship to the next level. She doesn't want to rush things, so he'll understand the reason behind her answers. Things between them two may never be the same as it is. As he sheds a few more tears, he takes a hint and gives hugs for a disappointment. He broke his heart with a rejected proposal. So, there's really no inspiration behind this one. I pretty much just went off this picture that I saw. I wanted to do something different. It felt like, I don't really do phones on rejection for real, so that's kind of what this one is. Just, rejecting a man for both.
All right. I like that one.
Okay. Poem 2 is called Number 1. This one is also written from a female's perspective. I will explain it after I read it. Never wanted. Life has a funny way of changing for me. This has had to be the worst one yet. Many thoughts running through my mind on what to do next. How could I become so irresponsible? So many emotions flowing through my body, so many thoughts racing my mind. Constantly having people tell me to cheer up, that I should be ecstatic. Then there's others telling me how abortion is always an option. What should I do from this moment forward? Could this be a blessing in disguise by himself? Should I go through with this pregnancy? Am I even ready to bring another life into this world? Can I live with myself if I take away an innocent life before it even has a chance to live? I'm beating myself up about not taking precautions to prevent this from happening. I have nobody to blame for this other than myself. I'm not afraid of failing as a mother. I know I'm amazing with kids. It says that having a baby is something I never wanted. So, I came up with this poem based off this picture that I came across on Facebook. It's a drawing of a pregnancy test, but on it says never. So, I kind of took that as a woman saying that she never wants to be pregnant. So that's kind of what this poem was about. And it was easy for me to write about this because I don't want kids. But I'm not the, I don't believe in abortion for myself. I don't believe in taking away innocent life unless there is like a legit reason, like, if rape was involved, stuff like that. That's just a complete reason to want to have an abortion in my eyes. But, like I said, it was easy for me to write it because I don't want kids. But, this was like, what would be going through my head if I ever did get pregnant, I guess. Okay, poem 3, I'm sorry, I'm kind of scrolling, looking for it. This one is written in a male perspective. Now, this one has to do with love. It's called Take Your Heart, Don't Want It.
Okay.
I try my best to stick around and make this work. I can't continue forcing myself to stay where I'm not appreciated. I'm not happy in this relationship, but I'm also not a man who cheats. I'd rather leave than to do something that is not in the norm of me. Things between us have been real tense lately. Our communication has been slipping, and you're not doing your part to fix it. No longer caring where we possibly went wrong. Go out and continue having fun like you've been doing behind my back. The love, attention, and affection I give you, any woman would die for. I was trying my best to be the best man you've ever came across, trying to show you how a man is supposed to do the same. Expecting to keep allowing you to play with my heart. You have so much to blame for how this is ended. I fell in love with you a long time ago. I'm tired of the fighting. It's time for me to walk away. Take your heart back. I don't want it. So, the inspiration behind this one was a picture that I came across of a guy holding his heart on a string. And girl had her hand sold out or whatever, and he was cutting it. So that's pretty much where the inspiration behind that one came. All right, poem number 4. It's called Sorry Mommy Left. Now, this is another one that's written from a male's perspective. When I learned about your mother's pregnancy, she tried to hide it from me. She was afraid to have you, said she was too young for a kid. But I vowed that I never turn my back on her. I never leave like my father did me. This isn't the life that I wanted you to have. As it got closer to you being born, your mother was having second thoughts again. It took everything in me to talk her out of giving you up for adoption. Told her to sign away her rights and to just give me full custody. Never thought she actually followed through with it. Within a month of you being born, I guess she just couldn't handle motherhood. She packed up her things and left one day while we were sleeping. How do I explain her absence to you once you get older? I'm still trying to understand things myself. You're the best thing that's happened to me. I can't imagine not being there for you. Just know that Daddy will never leave your side. This is going to be a tough journey, but we got this. It's you and Daddy against the world. I'm sorry, Mommy left. So the inspiration behind this picture was it's pretty much dedicated to the single fathers out here. And the picture that I came across was a guy feeding his daughter. And like I said, I wanted it to have to do with rejection. And I feel like there has been a lot of stories, you know, where mothers have up and abandoned their kids. If it's not just up and leaving a father with them, it's dumping a kid on a family member, police station, you know, just different stuff like that. So it was pretty much about a child being rejected from his mother. Okay. Now, the last poem of the night, pretty much a poem about me just trying to be funny. Sean, I know you've been seeing me on Facebook snapping about all of these thirsty guys that be in my inboxes and in my mm-hmm.
Facebook. Oh, yeah.
This poem was written as a joke, but, you know me. I'm just goofy. So, it was this picture I came across of this girl, like, you could tell she was respecting a guy. And, you know, he was trying to talk to his game with him. So, anyway, this is a retrospective. Spoken for it. This is becoming an everyday thing, me rejecting another guy. When will they learn? When will they catch the hint? Become fed up with constantly repeating myself. Become exhausted with constantly having to block multiple guys. Ignoring their messages no longer works. They'll just blow up my notifications for a reaction. Pulling is down left and right, but they just assuming I'm playing hard to get. It's like nothing is working. Seeing a bitch attracts them even more. The compliments are fine, but can we leave it at that? Throwing guys in the friend zone no longer works. Telling them that I have a man doesn't make things better. Those guys constantly overstepping boundaries. I'm not the type of chick who likes all of them. Rejecting guys as politely as possible just to get disrespected. But this is the society that we live in. This is something I deal with on an everyday basis. Why can't these guys understand that I don't want them? And that's the end of that. So I thought that I'm going to just drop that one as a joke because it's really getting out of hand and I'm so ready to delete my Facebook at this point, but I'm going to need some poetry today.
You got a lot of thirsty guys and you got some of them that just want to create and continue with havoc just to because of jealousy of what you're doing and what you're accomplishing, and they want to tear it up. And by tear it up, they'll come into your inbox with the stupidest, dumbest, which I've seen you know what I mean, you post on social media, and I'll just be cracking up with stuff that they said and stuff like that.
It was funny at first, but now it's just downright annoying.
Well, it'll get better over time. Don't let nobody run you away or steal your joy, neither.
Oh, never that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, Again, we appreciate you. We love you. I love you. Where can people find you at on social media?
You guys can find me here on Facebook every Sunday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 12:30 a.m. Stage Flow with the Hours. I run the Hip Hop Radio every Sunday and Thursday night. Wednesday, I do a lot of videos on my own. I am on Instagram. My poetry page is flowetry.by.say. flowetry.by.say. My personal Instagram is savethepoet. It's also my Twitter handle. And then I'm also Snapchat at unheardpoetshay. Shay-spelled-T-H-E. You guys make sure y'all tune in Sunday. The topic is a poet's story. So I'm going to be giving y'all a little bit more background about myself. And for the future shows within the next week, it's October, also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So after Sunday, my phone will just be about domestic.
Okay.
Make sure you guys tune in.
All right. Make sure you guys tune in. Well, we've got another half an hour, and we out of here. And Shay, you have a good, awesome weekend until Sunday night. I see you when I see you, and be careful and have a safe weekend. Love you.
Yeah, be good.
All right.
All oversized muffin, why you do it? All ragamuffin, and you waffin, do it. Champion bubbling, now they just say, why you do it? Brooklyn passing, now they just say, waffin, do it. London crew, now they best say, why you do it? Jamaican gallon, now they just say, why you